Amen. Bless God. I need the priest's messages to make sure a person's soul is saved and on its way to the kingdom. But your mind need to be saved too. Your thought process need to be saved. Your body needs to be saved, if you will. The whole you. God is concerned about the whole you. He's not just concerned about your soul. He's concerned about your spirit too. He's concerned about your body too. Bless God. So when he says, I pray that the spirit sanctify you wholly, he's meaning sanctifying your spirit, your soul, and your body. Right? Differentiating. He said, I pray, God, your whole, talk to me, your whole what? Spirit. Come on, one. Soul, two, and body, three. Now, some people say, well, Pastor, you're kind of getting that a little mixed up there. Spirit and soul is the same. I've heard some theologians say that. But I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you some other scriptures that verify the fact that you can differentiate between the spirit and the soul. Amen. God, the word differentiates. Amen. And sometimes when our hypothesis about some things of God, when it doesn't agree with our hypothesis, we need to bring our hypothesis in line with the truth of God's word. Amen. All right. So in other words, when we assume that spirit, something spiritual should be a certain way, then when we find out that it's not according to the word of God, we got to make an adjustment. Amen. So now in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, and I pray God, the whole spirit, soul, and body. Spirit and. Now, listen, I don't need a PhD. I understand what and is. And is a conjunction. Can I get a witness? And conjunction adds to the former thing that you just said. So you just said spirit. And now is a conjunction that not only I pray that your spirit be all right, but I pray and that your soul be all right, too. And I pray that your body be all right. We are a trifold being, spirit, soul, and body. That right? Be what? Preserved, blameless. So God wants your spirit to be blameless. He wants your soul to be blameless and your body. That was Paul's prayer. So there's a distinct difference, according to Paul, consciously and purposefully use a distinction or different words. Somebody say different words. Now, for those theologians and those that say, well, it's the same, then you show me, go back in the Greek, look at that text, and you tell me that when he says spirit and soul, does he use the same word? The fact of the matter is he doesn't. All right. In one case, he used the word when he says, I pray that your spirit there is pneuma. All right. And soul there is psyche. Come on, y'all. Now, you know what psyche is, right? Psyche is your psyche, how you think, your thought process, your emotions. So the soul deals with that whole mind, will, and emotions. That spirit of man deals with that part of you that makes the connection with God spiritually. Isn't this heavy? Is that right? Psyche. We're familiar with that word. Praise the Lord. So I'm about out of time, and so we're going to pick up some more. Is this good? Is everybody getting an understanding of the difference now between the soul of man and the spirit of man? And that there is truly a difference? And while over time there has been an understanding, a misunderstanding of whether or not these two are the same. We've already covered that now. We see Nefesh. We see Ruah. We see Pneuma, right? We see Psyche. Old Testament, Ruah, Spirit. New Testament, Pneuma, Spirit, right? Old Testament, Nefesh, Soul. New Testament, Pneuma, Spirit, or Psyche. Or it's psyche, but it deals with your rationality, your thought process, your feelings, and your will. That's the mind, will, and emotions. So when it deals with the soul, it's dealing with the mind, will, and emotions. When it deals with the spirit of man, it's dealing with that part of you that has an awareness of your existence that makes the connection with the Lord. All right? God makes that connection. We already look at those scriptures, right? He makes connections. He communicates with us. We looked at that scripture through the spirit of man, the lamp of man, the Bible says. The lamp of man is the light of the Lord, right? That allows us to search the inward parts. That's exactly what's going on with you internally, so that you can make the connection, or I can make the connection and corrections, I'm sorry, with how God wants us to be. Amen. Isn't this heavy? Powerful? And it's important to understand, right? Deal with the body. The body is the one that lays down. But that image and that likeness that God made us in his image and his likeness, God made us in his similitude, means that you are spirit. And there's a part of you that can understand the spiritual things of God. Now, most people can't understand the spiritual, and I'll have to pick up next week when it talks about the natural man. See, because they're trying to understand the spiritual things of God by the natural part of you. And the Bible said a natural man can't understand the things of God, neither can they receive them. So if you're trying to connect with God by the natural man, you're trying to commit the impossible. Because a natural man doesn't have the capacity to understand about the things of God. Even if it did, it doesn't have the capacity to receive it. Amen? Right? But the spiritual part of you, the spirit man, has the capacity to connect with God, that when he speaks, you can understand. When he speaks to you, you can hear him. And when he tells you that there's something wrong going on with you, you know it. We don't need anybody else to tell us. Remember, you know yourself better than you know. We know ourselves better than anybody else. Those secret parts and hidden parts that the Bible talks about, we all have them, if the truth be told. But the fact of the matter is, everybody don't know it but you and me, right? And these are the areas that we search, we take a look at, and see if there needs to be any corrections. Let's be honest with ourselves and be honest with God. And when we do that, then we make the change that's necessary to become and be those righteous people that God called us to be. And therefore, we make a change in our life that the world can see is something different about me. There's something different about you. You are truly a child of God. Amen. I got to close with Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. It says, for the word of the Lord is alive, it's quick and it's powerful, and it's sharper than what? It says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Now here, I'm going to read this and I'm going to stop with this scripture. I got to give you this. It says sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and the spirit. There it is. If the spirit and the soul is the same, how can the spirit of the Lord cut them apart if they're the same? He has the ability to cut apart the spirit and the soul. He can cut apart the joint and the marrow. Doing what? Exposes. It exposes the thought and the desires of the heart. God can separate the spirit and the soul, because he can separate to show us exactly where we are spiritually, to show us exactly where we are, whether we are of righteousness or not. Spirit, soul, whether or not our mind is right, whether or not our thought process is right, whether or not our emotions is right, our motives, our desires, that deals with the soul. But there is a distinct difference. And so we'll pick up next week and we'll finish there, but we can go back, amen, get the tape. Amen. This is something we're going to have to go back and look at again. But it's important to understand the difference, because we need to guard the spirit and the soul. But we first have to understand what the spirit is and what the soul is and how they interconnect, and understand why there's a misunderstanding about why some perceive both to be the same. We know now why they perceive it to be the same, because in the Old Testament, sometimes they use the word interchangeably. But many times if we study the word, we can see the difference, because in some instances it uses a difference and very purposefully use those words different. Some cases in the same scripture, the same verse, it says soul and spirit, and it uses ruah and nefesh. So it's differentiating the two. And so we want to guard the spirit and the soul. We want to guard what's going on in the inward parts as well as what's going on in their mind, will, and the emotions, as well as what's going on in our bodies, because God is concerned about the whole you. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to end there. I'm going to stop there.